are tuned in to the Why Disney Podcast, where we talk about every aspect of the world.
A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view.
Movies, television.
You know everything's gonna be a breeze. At the end we'll no doubt justify the means. We can fix any problem with the slightest ease. Yes, please.
Some things you didn't even know were Disney. Not everything in Disney is parks and princesses, and this is the podcast where you can hear it all. And now, here are your Disney ambassadors.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Why Disney Podcast. I'm Jess.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Lauren.
And we're here to tell you why Disney is not just about parks and princesses. What are we going to talk about today, Sarah?
All right, well, today since it's our first podcast, we are going to be talking about Disney as a whole and as a corporation, and then all the different things that are a part of Disney. We're going to talk about Disney's music, Disney's movies, Disney's television, Disney books, and then kind of anything else that is also related to Disney. First off, we're going to start talking about a little bit about Disney music. I did some kind of research a little bit beforehand, and I found out there are five music labels that are underneath of Disney. Those five labels are Walt Disney Records, Hollywood Records, Mammoth Records, Lyric Street Records, and Buena Vista Records. Now, the two most common ones that most people know are Walt Disney Records and Hollywood Records. Mm-hmm. So, first off, let's just talk about Walt Disney Records. I'm just going to tell you guys some of the artists that are underneath the Walt Disney Records, and we kind of can talk about them a little bit.
So
some of the artists are Mitchell Musso. Mitchell Musso is Oliver Oaken on Hannah Montana.
Ah, I know him. Okay.
Yeah. So Mitchell Musso, he just came out with his first CD last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's quite good.
Yes, and he already toured too.
He did already tour. He did like Six Flags tours and stuff like that.
I'd love to know how these people who get on all these television shows, all of them have amazing multiple talents and can sing and act and dance and everything. It's just, Disney has a knack of finding people like that. What's up with that?
I think
they
it's
probably
a Disney,
audition.
Yeah, I think it's a Disney like need. I think it's a requirement.
You have to be able to do 50 things so we can use you in 50 different ways.
Yes. So we can exploit you. So. Okay, Hannah Montana is under Walt Disney Records.
Naturally,
of course. Billy Ray Cyrus is under Walt Disney Records.
Is that what he's been under since the beginning? Like, back in
no.
the...
No.
No.
Walt Disney Records, Billy Ray Cyrus actually used to be under Lyric Street Records, which is still Disney.
Yeah.
But it was a different recording label, because Lyric Street's
That's
more...
That's country.
Oh, country. Okay.
So, and... Actually, what happened was that Billy Ray Cyrus won some talent competition that Disney used to put on, like Talent Search or something, I forget what it is, but he won it, and so he got a recording contract through Lyric Street, and that's kind of where his life started.
Gotcha.
So, another one is, I have no idea who they are, you guys might know, it's KSM.
Yes.
I don't know. Who's KSM?
I don't know who exactly they are, but I know that they opened up for Demi on some of their tours, on some of her shows this summer. They also redid for ABC Family 10 Things I Hate About You. What's the name of that song?
Not sure.
Oh, no, I was just
Yes, Sarah, you had it before.
I did. I Want You to Want Me.
Yes, they re-recorded I Want You to Want Me for 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah. So yeah, that's KSM. Another Walt Disney Record artist is Imagination Movers. I think they're with the...
Aren't they on Playhouse Disney?
Yeah,
they're Playhouse Disney.
Okay.
And then two groups I have never heard of before. They're called Ralph's World and They Might Be Giants.
They Might Be Giants. They've done something, I believe it was on the very first Disney Mania. They did a remix of the Main Street Electrical Parade theme song. It was on the original Disney Mania CD.
Ah, okay.
I heard their name. I thought that was like the coolest name ever.
Yes. They are considered, I'm looking at their page right now, alternative rock. Huh? Or geek rock. It's called geek rock.
Geek?
Ever heard of that? Geek rock.
New term.
No, geek rock. All right, and then some old artists who are not on Walt Disney Records anymore, but used to be, are Hilary Duff and the Cheetah Girls.
The Cheetah Girls still exist?
No.
No.
Okay.
No, they do not. But what it seems like is mostly Walt Disney Records are people who are from TV and then go into music.
Gotcha. Rising stars, per se.
Yeah, so like Mitchell Musso was on Hannah Montana. Hannah Montana, obviously. Billy Ray Cyrus. Imagination Movers is Playhouse Disney. Hilary Duff was Lizzie McGuire, and then she turned into Hilary Duff and that kind of stuff. And then and like Cheetah Girls had their movie and then kind of became recording kind of artists.
Yeah.
So that's Walt Disney Records. And then you have Hollywood Records, which is what everybody knows. Everybody, most people know Hollywood Records. Right, the most famous band of Hollywood Records, trivia. Do you
Jonas Brothers! Know?
I wasn't asking you, Lauren. Yes.
Well,
there
I
you go.
Got it. So it's okay.
You wanted
it was guess. It was a guess. I didn't know for sure.
It's Jonas Brothers. The Jonas Brothers are the most famous band group that are out of Hollywood Records. When you think of Disney and you think of Disney artists, most people think of right away of Hollywood Records because they think of Jonas Brothers. But under Hollywood Records, there's actually another kind of subset. And it's Jonas Records. And Jonas Records just had their first fan sign. And
Honor Society.
On July, what a life show. On July 11th, I think it was. Hold on. Here it is. On July 7th, 2009, Honor Society was signed with Jonas Records. And was the first official Jonas Records band.
Woohoo!
But, woohoo! In case you guys don't know, Lauren and I are really big Honor Society fans.
No,
so probably
really?
No! Probably every show we will talk about them in some way, shape, or form. Honor Society will be mentioned.
Woo-hoo! I'm going to count how many times at the end of each show I'm going to announce, okay, they talked about Honor Society this many times in this episode.
Oh, we should totally do a Matt Hatchford thing. You know, whenever Matt Hatchford brings up, whenever he talks about WWE Today, he goes, woo! So whenever you talk about Honor Society, that can be our woo-hoo.
There we go. You guys talk right. About it, I'll do the woo-hoo. There we go.
I like woo-hooing.
Okay, you can
woo-hoo. All right, so Jonas Brothers is obviously the most famous band of Hollywood Records, but Hollywood Records also has a band called 78 Violet, but they actually used to be Ally and AJ.
Oh.
So they went from Ally and AJ to 78 Violet. Why they changed their name, I don't know. They did.
Maybe she wanted to get away from being known as the
I think
from that Phil the Future show.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I forgot Ally was in Phil the Future.
Yep.
I love her.
I love Pixel Perfect.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Oh, cheesy Disney movie. Okay, Hollywood Records is 78 Violet, Atreyu.
I feel like I know that name, but I have no idea who they are or what they do.
Yes, they were on tour with, they went on tour with Linkin Park.
That may be how I know their name.
Yes, they were actually under Victory Records, and then under Hollywood Records, and are now under, I'm not sure, nope. I'm trying to think, what are some of their songs? It doesn't sound like songs. Lead Sales Pinkbreaker. Songs? Doom Day, Honor, Falling Down. None of the songs that I know, but yeah. But like Atreyu, let's see, there's Ballast Huff Band. Any of those Dancing with the Stars fans?
Yes, that is me.
Derek Hough and Mark Ballas have a band called the Ballas Huff Band. So, Breaking Benjamin. Any fans of Breaking Benjamin? They're Hollywood Records. let's see, Miley Cyrus is Hollywood Records.
So she's both? Or she used to be Walt Disney and moved to Hollywood?
Well, Hannah Montana. Then Miley Cyrus is Hollywood.
Gotcha. I gotta get the dig. I forgot about the multiple personality thing.
Yes.
Yes. The difference is a wig.
The wig makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
Maria Digby, I don't know who that is. Her song was the opening to the TV show The Hills.
I don't know that.
No, let's see. Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, Honor Society. Honor Society is amazing. They have, their single right now is Over You. They have another single called Here Comes Trouble. That's one serious hits every once in a while. They have one album named Fashion Be Late. I feel like I'm promoting them.
their song Where Are You Now is in the movie Band Slam with Vanessa Hudgens.
There you go. They are on the U.S. Olympic soundtrack.
Ooh.
And they're,
Box Me In.
Can't Box Me In is their new single now.
Get that on iTunes.
Go buy it. They actually...
By the way,
we should get royals for this.
They actually also are on Disney Mania, the new Disney Mania CD coming out. They are covering the song Real Gone from Cars.
Good song.
So they are covering that. Jonas Brothers, obviously, Hollywood Records. Jonas Brothers, I'm not going to name out all the stuff that they did. it would be a 2-hour show if we did that. Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato is on Sunny with a Chance. She was also in Camp Rock.
She opened for the Jonas Brothers on their Burning Up tour.
Did. She also was in, if you are a Disney Channel fan, how she kind of became a Disney Channel star was she was in the As the Bell Rings, which was like a 5-minute little clip between like shows when they were like a movie, and then the movie ended like 9:55 and they needed time to fill out before the 10 o'clock spot. They had
As the Bell Rings.
So she was in As the Bell Rings. Let's see, Jesse McCartney. Everyone knows Jesse McCartney.
Love him.
Yeah, I know, right? Alright, Nick Jonas and the Ministration. New band, Nick Jonas. His new single act. Just CD just came out on February 2nd.
Go get it, it's good.
Good, really good. His single is Who I Am. Great, great single. He has another single coming out March 2nd called...
Which one?
Stay. Stay's coming out March 2nd.
Is that on his record?
No, it's not. And so it's able to buy on March 2nd.
What?
Yeah.
Who does that?
I don't know. Well, he said that he wrote it too late for...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, Plain White Tea is on, is Disney, is Hollywood Records. Plain White Tees are the ones who did Hey There, Delilah.
I know that one.
Yeah. Hey There, Delilah, what's it like in New York City?
I know what it's like
in New York City. Yeah.
Jordan Pruitt, opened up for Demi Lovato on her most recent summer tour, some of her stuff. She's also in a Nickelodeon show.
Which one?
I forget which one. She's in some Nickelodeon show. Maybe she's not. I thought she was. I guess not.
Yeah, I never heard that before.
Okay, then I was wrong. But Jordan Pruitt, she opened up for Demi Lovato. She's okay. I like her.
She sang a few songs here and there on different Disney soundtracks.
Different Disney Mania stuff. She's all right. Not my favorite Hollywood Records person. Queen is Hollywood Records.
Queen, like the old band Queen?
Like
Bohemian Rhapsody Queen? Oh.
Yeah.
Which, quick side note, have either of you seen the Muppet version of Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yes.
So funny.
Have you seen it, Lauren?
No, I have not.
Okay,
I think we're going to have to take a break and insert that at some point into this podcast because it's just that good.
It is hilarious. Like, Muppet, have you seen the Carol the Bell ones too?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, so funny.
I haven't seen something of theirs that I don't like. Like, just the other day, Beaker came out with a ballad or something. And it's
really? Oh, I have to watch it.
Oh, it's hilarious. Like, all these pop-up windows come up, it's great.
Selena Gomez in the scene is Hollywood Records.
She is from Wizards of Waverly Place.
Wizards of Waverly Place. She her first acting career, I feel like I'm a stalker that I know this, or that I'm just a celebrity nut, which I am. Selena
it's with Demi Lovato
was on Barney.
No way!
Yeah, she used to be on Barney, and then she got cast for Wizard of Waverly Place. And then she kind of went right there from there. Her single right now is Naturally. I'm sure you've heard it, you just didn't know you heard it. And then
that was Falling Down, her first single.
She performed that when she performed on Dancing with the Stars in this past season. When she performed Dancing with the Stars, she performed Falling Down.
Oh.
And then the last one is Alexa Vega. I don't know if you saw the new ABC Family show, Ruby and the Rockets.
Which got canceled.
It's just canceled, yes. But the show Ruby and the Rockets, the person who played Ruby is Alexis Vega.
Oh, okay.
So
she's 21 years old and engaged.
Unengaged, okay. Different former artists, like, they're still on Hollywood Records, but they're unsigned right now, so they don't really have a record contract that's, like, a song that's a CD that's going out. Corbin Bleu was,
my sister loves him.
He's currently performing in the Heights here in New York on Broadway.
Vanessa Hudgens is another one. Indigo Girls, Insane Clown Posse.
Really?
But it says active with Psychopathic Records. So this is former artists. So former artists used to be Insane Clown Posse before. Wow, that's interesting. Some of these are like who used to be on it. Raven Simone, but she's now with a different company now. Raven Simone was in, she started off in Cosby with the little girl in Cosby, and then she was, that's a Raven. Youngstown, I don't know if you remember the old pop band Youngstown.
Oh my god.
I feel like I've heard of them, and I've probably like seen them before, but I cannot remember it.
Yeah. They didn't hear everything.
Remember a long time ago, Disney Channel used to show concerts of bands. They performed, I believe, with Bewitched. I could be wrong.
Really? Okay.
I think they were the two together, unless it was Jessica Simpson.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't remember which one.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So that's Hollywood Records. And then there's Lyric Street Records, which is, we're still on music. So much. See, Disney is so big. We have like a different. Wow.
We should do a show for each thing. Like, this should be the music show. We'll do, like, next week we'll do another one, just to cover all this.
That works.
Okay, Lyric Street is Disney's country music label. It has had tons of different artists on it. Before Billy Ray Cyrus went to Walt Disney Records, he used to be on Lyric Street Records. Sawyer Brown is another one.
Rascal Flatts.
Well, I'm doing previous artists, first one.
Oh, sorry.
Josh Grayson used to be on it. But now, today, Rascal Flatts, big band, you know, Rascal Flatts did Life
There'll Is a Highway.
On Cars. They are Disney, they are under Lyric Street. Love and Steph. There are a new band that just came out. Their new single, Runaway, has been on the top 40 radio hits for the past like 3 months or something like that.
Oh wow.
Bucky Covington, I don't know if you guys watched American Idol, Bucky Covington is under Disney. She Daisy, which is an all-girl group, country group. They're really good. Trent Tomlinson, he's kind of new as well. I think some of the songs that he did, but he's kind of new. Jessica Andrews, she used to be on there. I don't know, members. Jessica Andrews did, her really big hit was Who I Am. Like, the chorus was like, I am Rosemary's granddaughter, spitting image of my father. And when the day is done, my mom is still my biggest fan.
I'm not sure that I know that one.
That is mostly the Disney music. We have Mammoth. I talked about in the beginning, Mammoth and Buena Vista. Mammoth was bought by Disney in 1998, and Mammoth used to be a UK kind of version of Hollywood Records.
Oh.
Disney bought it in 98. And then I looked at it, wasn't like any artist that I know, like no artist that I know are on Mammoth Records except one, which is Los Lobos, and they did La Bamba.
Good song.
Good song, yes, La Bamba's great.
I'm just sitting here dancing in my head now.
Yeah. I was totally singing it before, like earlier today when I found it out. I was like, La Bamba.
Nice.
So Mammoth Records is now dispersed and it doesn't exist anymore. Like in 2003, it kind of like got deleted and became part of Hollywood Records. And then Buena Vista Records is what used to put out like the old live movie soundtracks, like for Mary Poppins and The Happiest Millionaire, Babes in Toyland, and also like Annette Funicello and Haley Mills were under Buena Vista Records.
That's awesome.
Yes, and then now it really doesn't do anything anymore. Now it just kind of puts out like maybe contracts, like maybe CDs for like some movies kind of, and does like all the Disney karaoke CDs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you all probably own at least one CD that is Disney.
Yes.
Probably all own at least one CD that's Disney and you didn't know it. Like I didn't know that Plain White Tee was Disney, and I think that's
That is pretty awesome.
Breaking Benjamin,
yeah, I don't know that they were Disney.
Queen.
Queen is Disney.
All your parents will probably have a Queen CD.
or a record. A Queen record. Another thing with Disney music, Disney is really have gotten into, like this is kind of with movies, but kind of not Fantasia the movies. Disney really likes doing adaptations of classical music and then putting it into like putting it to life. I'm sure most of you guys have seen Fantasia and Fantasia 2000. They
love
are
those
amazing, amazing, amazing things. My favorite classical piece is Rhapsody in Blue.
Oh gosh, yeah.
They do it and it's awesome. Love it.
I was never able to watch Fantasia when I was little.
Why not?
It terrified me.
Yes, oh, really?
Opening sequence. It terrified me.
Wow.
Don't ask me why. Because I don't know why.
I've been a flute player for the last 14 years, and I used to sit there and watch it just look like, oh wow, I really want to play that music someday. I was like such a dream about it.
I love Fantasia 2000. I just like when I just want to listen to classical music, I just sit my butt down, put it in my little VCR. Because I have it on VCR, not DVD.
Nice.
VHS. I stick it in and I watch it. And I listen to the music and it makes me happy. And then Disney also has a music hall in Burbank, I think it's Burbank. Don't quote me on that. I'm going to figure out where it is. But they have a music hall that they have performances there. And things like that. And then, of course, throughout the parks and they have stuff, performances and... And then Disney has its musicals. I forgot about its musicals.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in L.A.
Oh, really?
It's where the L.A. Philharmonic performs.
That's pretty cool.
If you're in L.A., go to the Walt Disney Concert Hall and see the LA Philharmonic perform. Probably really awesome.
Nice.
And then Disney does another thing with music. Musicals. What are all the Disney musicals? There's lots of them.
Lion King, Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Aida.
Aida's amazing.
I've never seen Aida.
Oh,
me neither.
Oh, I haven't seen it, but I know the music.
Oh,
my
really?
One of my favorite songs is on there. I forget what it's my favorite song, but I don't know the title of it. she talks about her clothes. Well, I'm gonna have to look it up now, because I can tell you as soon as I see the title of it. But Aida, Mary Poppins, let's see. I think Lion King,
I saw Lion King. Lion King is amazing. Oh,
I saw Little Mermaid, and Little Mermaid was really, like, Little Mermaid did not do well on Broadway.
It did not, and that makes me sad, because I really went to see it.
A lot of people were disappointed, and I'm going to say, compared to, like, the music, I haven't seen Lion King or Beauty and the Beast, but compared to the music, it wasn't as good.
I was really sad I missed Beauty and the Beast.
Me too.
Yeah, I want to see it so bad.
I want to see it again so bad.
What is this song called? My Strongest Suit. Okay, there it is. The song from Aida is My Strongest Suit.
Okay.
But, so let's see. There's Beauty and the Beast, Lion King, Aida.
Mary Poppins.
Little Mermaid.
There was Tarzan.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Was that on Broadway?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on Broadway for, like, 6 months. It, like,
oh, okay.
Popped.
That's a shame. They probably thought because it did so well in the parks, it would do good on Broadway.
Probably. I mean, I loved it in the parks.
That's not true. I saw it, I think, my first year I was there, and it was, like, the acrobatics and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's roller skates, I think.
Yeah. And that there was, like, not trapeze. Oh, yes, trapeze. Flying trapeze. Yeah, that is it. There was, like, people on trapeze and stuff. It kind of reminds me of, like, the Temple Monkey sequence of the Festival of the Lion King.
Yes, let's see. All of them, wow, there's a lot of ones that are, like, Geppetto and stuff.
Huh?
This is a small production one. But Disney has lots of Disney musicals. We know the Lion King, the 101 Dalmatians. Like, there's a lot of them that are, like, kids, so they're kid shows. So they're like kids use them to perform them. I can't listen to the list of Disney musicals. I'm gonna find no other Disney musicals.
And there's been TV musicals that they've done also. They redid The Music Man a while back.
Yes.
With Matthew Broderick.
Yes, they redid Cinderella. The Rogers and
Hammerstein. I love that one with Bernadette Peters. Oh my god.
Yeah, so good. What's another one?
I have it on video. It was on 6ABC when they brought back The Wonderful World of Disney. A movie that they had done, it was called Geppetto. Drew Carey played Geppetto in it.
Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, God. We have it on video. I haven't watched it in years, but that, I remember we videotaped that and we watched it. It was so cool. I was surprised as being it, Drew Carey was the star of it, but it was really good.
Yeah. I remember that one. High School Musical is on Broadway now.
Is it on Broadway?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's where they had a TV show, Finding the Next High School Musical.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's see. It's The Little Mermaid, Mary Poppins, The Lion King, Aida, Beauty and the Beast, Tarzan. Those are, like, the main Disney ones. And then there's other ones that are big. But, The Lion King is still performing. Beauty and the Beast isn't. Which I'm really sad because I didn't really want to see it.
That was my little sister's favorite. We were so sad we didn't get to go see it.
I know. And I love the person who's in it, Susan Egan. She's the person who does the voice of Megara in Hercules.
Oh, really?
She is the original Belle.
Oh, wow.
So, And Little Mermaid was great. And In Little Mermaid, the person who plays Ursula, Cherie Renee Scott, she's an Aida. So, and also the other person who's an Aida is, she was the original Nala in Lion King.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Disney reuses everyone all the time. So the person who was in Nala in the original Lion King was in the original Aida.
That's awesome.
Disney pretty much takes over a lot of the music industry that we didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood Records is the main one that everyone knows when they think of Disney. That's it. Pretty much all, like, Disney musicals. Next week in our main segment, we're going to start talking about we're going to talk about Disney movies. All the different Disney movies that are out. Different Disney movie productions. I'll just give you a little hint. Disney has, it's Walt Disney Pictures, and then there's lots of other ones underneath of it. So there's your hint. I'm not going to tell them yet.
There's way too much in this one.
Yeah, we're going to go research them and then find it out. But
you will not believe what some movies are actually Disney movies.
Exactly. You will not.
You're going to be shocked. Mind-blowing experience.
My mouth dropped when I found out that there was a movie.
As Dane Cook would say, you'd be brain ninja'd.
I love Dane Cook. Love Dane Cook. All right, so now we just talked about a little bit, you just heard us talking about music and Disney music, and probably you also listened to our test podcast. In our test podcast, we said that we were going to be doing like movie reviews and things like that. So there's a recent Disney movie that came out on the Disney Channel. It's called Starstruck, and Lauren and I are going to do a little bit little review about it on what we think about it. We'll try to keep it as spoiler-free as possible, but if you haven't seen it yet and you want to see it, skip over this part because we might blurt things out by an accident because we get really excited about movies.
Especially with Sterling Knight.
Sterling Knight. There you go. It stars Sterling Knight. Sterling Knight is in Sunny with a Chance on the Disney Channel. He's also in 17 Again. If any of you guys have ever seen 17 Again, he is...
With Zac Efron,
he is the boy in there that Zac Efron kind of becomes buddy-buddy with.
He's Zac Efron's son.
And in 17 Again. It has Chelsea Stapp, who was in the TV show Jonas. It has Brandon Michael Smith, who is also in
Sunny with a Chance.
And it also has Danielle Campbell in it. So it pretty much starts off where the basic plot of this movie is that the character of Danielle Campbell, her name is Jessica Olsen, and her sister, Sarah Olsen, who is played by Maggie Castle, they go out into, they are going to visit their grandmother in LA. And Sarah is obsessed with this singer named Christopher Wilde, played by Sterling Knight. And so all she wants to do is she wants to find Christopher Wilde. And she ends up going to a party that is actually the character that Chelsea Stott plays. It's her birthday. And
who is Christopher Wilde's girlfriend in the movie.
Yes, Christopher Wilde's girlfriend in the movie. And she goes in there and... Christopher Wilde, I forget exactly what happens here, Lauren. Take over. What happens
Christopher
here?
Wilde said that he would perform at her birthday, but he doesn't show up in the front door, going in the front door, and then he makes a surprise appearance and sings to her. To Chelsea Stobbs' character. And as soon as he's done singing, he tries to quickly leave because there's a party for him going back on at his house thrown by his parents. As he leaves, what's her character's name?
Jessica Olsen.
Yes, Jessica Olsen is also trying to leave the party because she is fed up with anything having to do with Christopher Wilde. And just as she's going around back, Christopher Wilde opens the door and hits her as she falls to the ground. Yeah, Christopher Wilde thinks that she is a huge fan and begs her not to tell anyone that he's back there, but she is not his fan.
Yeah, she hates him. She, like, actually despises him and thinks he's disgusting. And it turns out that Jessica ends up getting, like, a concussion or something and throws up, and they take her to the hospital, and then he can't go back. Then Christopher Wilde can't go back to his house because paparazzi's everywhere.
He can't even leave the hospital because there are paparazzi there.
Yeah. And then this all starts
their amazing journey.
Our amazing journey in Starstruck. It is, so then the next day, the character Sarah Olsen, Jessica's sister, wants to try to go to San for a Wilde again and ends up going to the beach. And then a whole journey happens because Christopher Wilde's there at the beach and with Jessica, and he needs to leave because paparazzi is like taking over his life. And so Jessica and Christopher Wilde go on a little adventure together. And I'm not really going to want to say everything that happens on that little adventure. But
they seem to be having a good time, though.
Yeah, they have a good time. They have a good time.
Until
in classic Disney fashion, something happens.
Yes, until Christopher Wilde turns back to his old self.
Yes, tears fall, sadness, and then in the end, of course, it's happiness. I'm not going to explain how it all happens. But it's good. I mean, it's a Disney musical, but it's not quite a Disney musical. It's not like High School Musical where the songs tell the story. It's kind of like Camp Rock. If you saw the very first Camp Rock video movie, it's kind of like where the songs are like what the performers are singing. And that's pretty much what this was like. All the songs that were in it were all songs that the performer was singing. And it was mostly Christopher Wilde's character, Sterling Knight, who was singing it. But he actually wasn't singing it. It was another guy kind of named Drew Ryan Scott, the voice of Sterling Knight when he was like singing.
But Sterling Knight did sing the title song, Starstruck.
Yes. And so our review of it, I'll give my review of them all and you can give yours. I thought it was good. I mean, I'm a huge Disney Channel fan. I love Disney Channel. I love their cheesy movies. It was a classic Disney Channel cheesy movie. It had left out a lot of parts that kind of would have helped explain the plot better. Like, wasn't needed, but kind of would have helped explain things and like how did this happen and how did that happen. But I enjoyed it. I would probably watch it again. I'll probably get it when it comes out on DVD. Because I like the cheesy movies like that. They kind of set it up where, of course, the second movie can come out if they wanted to. And like Disney always does, they set it up where it doesn't have to have a second one, but it can. I'd probably get it on like just true movie scale, like a 5 out of 10. On a Disney Channel scale,
that's
probably,
it.
Like, yeah, hold on. Like true, like regular movie scale is a 5 out of 10.
Oh, okay, regular movie scale.
Yeah. On a Disney Channel movie scale, probably like an 8.5 out of 10. It's no High School Musical. I mean, High School Musical was like Disney's big Disney Channel hit. No, like Xenon, if anyone knows like the old Disney movies like Xenon and things like that. Pixel Perfect. Doesn't match up to those, but I really enjoyed it. I liked it. I mean, definitely good for the kid movie. I enjoyed it. Lauren, what's your review?
I agree with everything you just said, except I think it is one of the better Disney movies that has been out recently. I think it is probably the best Disney movie out since Camp Rock. But on a Disney Channel scale, I might give it a 9. I really enjoyed it. It was different for them.
It was different. I mean, like, I'm trying to think, what other movies have come out since? And, like, John
Hatching Pete,
Princess Protection Program.
Oh, yes, I forgot about Princess Protection Program. I like that one, too.
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, it's a classic cheesy Disney movie. Just full out classic cheesy Disney Channel movie. Bad acting. Sorry, Sterling, we love you to death, but bad acting.
I thought he did pretty well.
Bad cheesy acting. Bad cheesy lines that make it seem like bad cheesy acting.
Maybe I'm just being biased.
Maybe just being biased. I like him. I mean, it's classic Disney Channel cheesiness. So that's pretty much our movie review. We'll probably, the next probably big movie we're going to review is Alice in Wonderland, which comes out March 5th, which looks amazing. I don't know if you guys have seen the new preview. There's a new preview for it. There's two good things that was about Starstruck that I really enjoyed. There was a new preview for Toy Story 3 and a new preview for Alice in Wonderland in it. And Toy Story 3 looks really good. A lot of the different previews that they've had in there have just made it seem like, all right, Andy leaves to go to college, and then they go to a daycare. But what happens is that Andy leaves for college, and the toys go to daycare, but of course there's like a ruler at the daycare, and he picks out the toys that are good and picks out the toys that are bad. And so they find out that Andy actually really does miss them, and so they try to get back to Andy, and it's about their adventure of escaping the preschool and trying to get back to Andy. And then Alice in Wonderland is a great preview. I'm so excited about this movie. I don't know, Jeff, are you excited about it?
Oh, you have no idea. I'm trying to see it in IMAX. That's what my goal is. I want to see it in IMAX.
IMAX and 3D. I thought that it was replacing the old Disney cartoon version of Alice in Wonderland, where Alice is a kid and chases the rabbit down the hole.
I had originally thought that too, but then I saw the preview a few weeks ago in the movie theaters, and it's like a sequel to the...
A sequel. Yeah.
I was floored by that.
If you haven't seen the preview, you need to go check it. I'll put it in the show notes for the preview for Alice in Wonderland. But what it is Alice is an adult now. She's, I guess, probably not an adult, but like a teenager, probably 17 or 18, and she's proposed to. And she doesn't know what to say, so she runs away and goes back to Wonderland. And when she's there, Wonderland has completely changed. Wonderland, the Red Queen has taken over Wonderland. And the White Queen needs Alice to help get her reign back. And the Mad Hatter is there to help her with it. And that's why Johnny Depp is such a big character in it. Star cast, Helen Bonham Carter, Johnny Depp, Anne Hathaway. I'm trying to think who does the voice of the rabbit. There's like star cast that's...
The Red Queen is a woman, her name always escapes me.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Oh, is that who that is? Okay. I know I've seen her in Harry Potter and in Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd, yeah. She is in, she's Harry Potter. She's Bellatrix Lestrange, if you're a Harry Potter fan. You need to check it. And when it comes out March 3rd, check it out. 3D and IMAX. Need to see them. I think it's going to be one of those ones that you have to see them, but just like seeing it like in regular screen, just the previews of it looks amazing, and I think it's going to be 10 times better in the other one in IMAX. So those are kind of like the future Disney movies that are coming out that we'll probably review. There's Camp Rock 2, The Final Jam is coming out in a couple
summer.
In summer. There's another new Disney movie that's coming out on Disney Channel that I'm really excited about. I forget what it is, but we'll do more movie reviews in the future. So that's our movie review. Check out Starstruck when it comes out. It's on Disney. It's going to be on Disney Channel like every night for the next like 4 weeks probably, because that's the way that's the way Disney Channel likes to do it.
So excited now.
It'll probably be out on DVD within the next 2 months. So.
Oh, and quick DVD release information. I know that, I believe it's March 16th, Princess and the Frog is coming to DVD.
I still have to see that.
It was so good. And I was shocked that it's coming to DVD already.
Best Disney movie since Lion King, I think.
Also, near the end of March, not exactly sure what day, Toy Story 1 and 2 are being re-released together in preparation for Toy Story 3.
Which comes out June 18th.
Mm-hmm. You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend.
All right, this next segment here, we're going to talk a little bit about some park news that came out in the last week. This announcement made was for Summer Nightastic. Starts at the beginning of June. And Sarah, you want to fill in on what Summer Nightastic is exactly?
Yeah, sure. Summer Nightastic is this Disney promotion that Disney's doing, and it's just for summer only, just for summer 2010. There's, as far as I know, four things that Disney is adding to the park. First off, Main Street, Spectrum Magic is going to be leaving Disney World for the summer. It breaks my heart.
And I'm so upset.
I'm so sad. I wanted to cry when I heard the news. I was so sad. And Main Street Electrical Parade from Disneyland is coming over. This is the second time that Main Street Electrical Parade has been in Disney. It was in Disney for a couple years in the beginning of of the 21st century, like 98 till 2001, I think it was in here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's finally coming back just for the summer. The next thing that's happening, which is another thing that's breaking my heart, is Wishes is going to be leaving for a while, and it's going to be a new fireworks show in Magic Kingdom. Don't think they have a name for it yet.
I don't think they do either. I was talking to someone earlier about it today, and I don't think there's a name for it either, and this is also, like, killing me.
There's no name for it, and there's no Wishes, and Wishes is my favorite fireworks show, and I think, another thing I am super excited about is Tower of Terror is going to be added, more light things are going to be added to it, more special effects added to Tower of Terror, and a new draft sequence. As you know, like, Tower of Terror already has those, like, the four random drops, but it's kind of like those different draft sequences. And whenever you drop, like, the screen comes up and things break on the screen. There's going to be a new one of those, and there's, like, new special effects, and I think there's a new scene. I'm not exactly sure. I forget what the fourth thing is that's coming.
Oh, those are the only three that I knew of. I didn't know anything else.
Okay, so those are the three. And they also, like, announced something about Disney Cruise Line, and they have, like, videos of Disney Cruise Line and things like that. But those are the three big park news, the three things that are pretty big in park news, and one of them makes me happy, and the other two break my heart.
Yeah, I heard this, and I heard it was coming at the beginning of June. I was like, oh, it's going to be down there when we're down there. And I'm thinking, Spectrum Magic, as long as it comes back, I think I'm okay with that. I'm not a big fan of the whole fairies thing, so the fact that Tinkerbell and the fairies are leading off the Main Street Electrical Parade, I'm kind of like, okay. But I'm kind of excited because this is like a parade that hasn't really been seen before, something historical related that I'm kind of actually excited about, seeing something new.
I'm excited about it, but I was, like, looking at details about it, and it's new, it's, like, new music, like, it's the same original music, but it's more rocky now, they're saying, and it's different floats than the one from Disneyland, not all the same floats, so it's going to be a little bit different, and that kind of makes me a little upset, because I really like watching videos of the original Disneyland, I think it's awesome, I love the music. Have it on my iPod. I listen to it all the time. Law of Spectrum Magic is my favorite Disney parade. I don't care. People say that Jungle Jammin' Parade is really good. They really like the Move It, the Black Party Bash, and the Move It, Celebrate It, whatever it is in Magic Kingdom. I don't know what it's called.
Celebrate a Dream True.
Yeah, that one. Mm-hmm. And people say they're great, but nothing touches Spectrum Magic, I don't think. And it's my favorite. And the fact that it's not going to be down there when I'm going to be down there in June breaks my heart.
Yeah.
So excited about seeing it again. Because I haven't seen it on Main Street forever. I usually see it over by Splash Mountain. And so I'm so excited that I'm going to be able to go down there and see it on Main Street. And it's not going to be there. And that was the first thing that I saw Lee Mangello. It was the first thing I saw him tweet and all of it, like, screamed. I was like, no! And I was stuck in a snowstorm and he tweeted this and he's in Florida and I was cried.
And then Wishes, this made me a little upset, Wishes not being there, because for Chris and my trip, we were planning on watching Wishes, we were eating dinner at Ohana's, and we were going to watch Wishes from the beach, and then, and that was on, like, our anniversary, and then on his birthday, we're eating at the California Grill, and we were going to watch Wishes from the California Grill.
Best place to watch it from, too.
And I was just like, really? Wishes isn't going to be there? I mean, I've never seen a fireworks show in Florida that I haven't liked, so I'm sure it's going to be wonderful. But at the same time, I'm like, but it's Wishes.
I know. And, like, Wishes, honestly, I've been going to Disney since I was four. And I've seen a lot of the fireworks shows, and Wishes is the best one. When Wishes came out, I was in awe of how good Wishes was, and the way the fireworks go with the music, and all the different stuff. And my favorite part is when they're doing the Sorcerer's Apprentice and the lights and then go to the castle and they shove like doo 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 doo, and they yell, that's my favorite part. And no one can see me go on the doo 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 doo, but you know what I'm talking about. You see in the video of Wishes, if you've seen Wishes before. I'll put a video of it in show notes. But the fact that Wishes is not going to be there is great.
Yeah, I mean, my personal favorite fireworks ever in all of Disney is Illuminations. I live and breathe Illuminations. And so I love that one. But at the same time, like, in Magic Kingdom, Wishes is definitely, like, over the top awesome.
Oh, yeah. Wishes is just... I mean, come on, you end with Wishes. You leave, you see the kiss goodnight, and then you go to bed. Like, you go back, and you go back, and you're happy doing this, and stay at the Skip the Towers. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Like, you can't... I mean, I'm referring to Walt Disney World today a lot. Skip the Towers, hurrah, woohoo, oh yeah, like. Right, but, like, the fact that it's not going to be there and you're not going to hear Jiminy Cricket's voice.
I know. The magic will start in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Like, you're not going to hear that and you're not going to hear. It's the blue fairy.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part of the
end. I must say though, if Tinkerbell does not fly down that little string, like fly from the castle, if that does not happen in this new fireworks show, I think I may cry.
It'll happen. It's been in every single fireworks show I've ever seen.
Okay, good. If it doesn't happen, I'm going to be very sad.
It will happen though. That will happen.
Okay, good.
But I kind of hope it comes out like. Because I'm going, like, right in the middle of June. So, well, not a lot of videos are going to be out yet. So I kind of want to see videos before it. So I kind of know what's happened. But at the same time, I don't, because I want to be surprised.
Well, if we have any videos, I'll be posting them when we're I don't know. I'll either be posting them while we're down there, or depending how busy you are, we may post them after. So we'll have
videos. I'll be down in Florida when you get home, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's...
The Tower of Terror. Have you been to Tower of Terror before?
No, I have not, because I am a chicken.
Oh my goodness, it's so...
That's what everyone... I was just talking to someone else about this morning, too. They're like, Tower of Terror, because Chris really wants me to go on Tower of Terror with him. And I'm just like, I am a chicken. I don't think I can do it. But at the same time...
Meet up with Matt Hatchberg. Go get you on it.
That's Matt Hatchberg. Everyone at Sorcerer Radio is like, you gotta go on this, you gotta try it. I'm like, I know, but I'm so scared because the whole feeling of dropping, I'm not a fan. Like, my stomach, like, me being on the ground, my stomach being up in the air, not so much of the liking of that. So, don't like that feeling, so I'm like, I really don't know if I want to do this, but at the same time, the history dork and the, like, geek inside of me wants to be like, you've got to see this lobby, you've got to see what this queue looks like.
Do what I did the very first time I did it. Take the chicken out elevator.
Really?
Like, yeah, you go through it. Like, the first time I ever rode Tower of Terror, I was like actually crying during the whole walking through the queue and the pre-show and all that stuff. And I get there and my parents say 4 and I said, no, 3, I chicken out. And they take you to a chicken out elevator and take you down to the lobby and you wait down in the place where your pictures come out and then your parents comes up there.
I was told so about that. I like that one.
You can take the chicken out elevator.
Woo!
But it is... I'm really excited about this new sequence. I kind of hope I get to experience it. I've ridden enough where I'm pretty sure I've experienced every sequence that they have, so I kind of hope I get to experience the new sequence. Uh-huh. And I'm really excited about to see the new lighting effects and things like that.
Yeah.
So I'm really thinking that's going to be really good.
Yeah, it's something that I will probably get myself to do. It's going to take a lot of coaxing and a lot of encouraging and a lot of, like, I don't even know. I'm going to be need to push towards it. But I'm sure I'll get to it eventually.
Yeah, like, it is, my personal opinion, the best ride in all of this.
And hearing people say stuff like that makes me be like, okay, you really got to do this.
Just do it. Just brave it. And if you don't like it, you don't have to get on again.
Exactly.
It's not just like that you, when Matt Hopper did that, of course, you can do this. I mean, like.
I just said I have to do it in the daytime before I can do it at the nighttime.
Yeah. I understand that. But the nighttime is the best time to do it.
Yeah.
Because when it opens it up at the top, you can see all the lights. Oh, amazing. Makes me excited. There's not really a lot of happening in the parks. I mean, some rides are down, Splash Mountain's down right now. Or, like always, it's always down in January, February.
Blizzard Beach is down for a refurbishment. The whole park's closed for some refurbs.
Yeah, and so, not really happening. That was kind of like the big announcement. They kind of announced something, too, with Disney Cruise Line, and they had some videos of the Aqueduct.
I really want to go on that boat.
Oh, we do. But they had some announcements about that. Besides that, nothing really big on the Disney front.
There was one thing I watched. They had the Celebrate Volunteers on Thursday morning. I watched that. Broke the world record with canned foods, of a sculpture of canned foods.
Yeah, that's just something. This past Thursday, Disney had a promotion kind of thing down at Disney in Epcot. Their famous stars that they had there were Joe Jonas and Demi Lovato.
They sang their new song.
They sang their new song, Make a Wave. And they also sang the song, This Is Me, from
Camp Rock.
Camp Rock, which, if you see the video, she does not sing very well for some reason. She actually was watching it, and I'm like, she doesn't sound smart. But there are all different kind of Disney stars down there. Jordan Francis, who's in, he's a choreographer. He's in Camp Rock. He's a choreographer, too. He's in it. Allison Stoner. She's in it. She's also, if you remember the...
Camp Rock.
She was in Camp Rock. But if you remember, like, in Disney Channel, my Super Short Show, that was Allison Stoner.
Ha! Girl. And then like, she was also in Sweet Life with Zack and Cody.
Yeah, she was in Sweet Life with Zack and Cody. But she wasn't in
and,
it a lot.
And she was also up. In, I'm not sure if it was more than one episode, but she was in at least one episode of Drake and Josh.
Oh, yeah, she was in Drake and Josh. I do remember that. Nickelodeon show.
Love Drake Bell. Had to throw it out there.
Austin Bennett was there. Was Dougie Fresh there? I think he was. I forget his name. He's in camp. He's in Doug something. He's in Sunny with a Chance. He was there. A lot of Disney Channel stars were there.
Last name starts with a B. Yeah. Doug Brochure.
That one.
That was awesome.
Everyone knows him as Dougie Fresh. So he's Dougie Fresh. That's his Twitter name, so I just call him Dougie Fresh now. But yeah, he was down there, but Demi Lovato and Joe Jonas were there. They were tweeting pictures of them in China and Japan and all that fun places while they were down there. So that is kind of the big things that were happening in Disney. I know there's a Social Moms media panel down there.
Oh,
on Thursday.
I know a lot of people who were down there for that. They were so happy to be there.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Like,
a lot of them were actually in that meeting on Thursday morning where they talked about the Give a Day, Get a Day, and all the volunteers came in and everything.
Yeah.
And they said, this is something that threw me, and I'm curious to see how they fix this. It is 6 weeks into the year of this Give a Day, Get a Day, and over 600,000 free passes have been given away already. So in the next 10.5 months, they have to spread those 400,000 out. It's like, if they don't do that, this Give a Day, Get a Day celebration will be over by Easter.
Yeah.
So they had to think in advance for this. There's no way that Disney just was like, oh no, a million will last a year. Bull. They had to know that this was going to end before the year was out. And I'm curious to see what they're going to do now as it gets closer to it ending.
Man, they probably wanted to get a lot of them done before summer anyway.
Because of the summer night testing. I wonder if they correlate.
I wonder. That could be very true. I mean, so what happens when the give a day is over? Like, is all the muffin promotion going to be done too?
That's what I want to find out. I honestly don't know, because Give a Day, Get a Day is about, you volunteer, you get a free ticket to Disney, and there are only a million of them. So once that million's gone,
you have to volunteer. But you have to volunteer at a certain Disney company. And, the big one is Habitat for Humanity.
Actually, if you look on the website, there's a few thousand. I have a friend who's getting a ticket for doing an AIDS walk. Like, there's thousands of things you can do. It's insane.
Oh, yeah. It's a really great promotion, like.
It really is, but a million tickets is not going to last them very long.
No.
And I'm curious to see what they're going to do when it's over. Like, when those million are out, to see how they make up for it next. Because there's people who are going to still be volunteering one of their tickets and be like, oh, I'm sorry, we ran out of tickets, but good job volunteering. It just, it don't...
Yeah, where'd it go?
I want to do it
where instead of it being like, this is all just assumptions now, don't take us for word, we're not trying to start rumors or...
We're just talking through figuring things out. That's all we're doing
here.
Yeah.
I wonder if you're like, because you know how with the celebrations last year, if you already had park tickets, you could get a gift card or fast passes?
Birthday fun card. Yes.
Yeah, the birthday fun card where you could go to whatever, you could get a fast pass for whatever ride you wanted or something like that. Like an alternate fast pass that takes you right to the front of the line. And then, or you could get like, it was like a $75 gift card or something like
however
that.
However, the much, a one day. One ticket
cost.
Yeah, and it was a gift card.
I wonder if they do that instead, like they do. Because, I mean, nobody's going to plan a trip down to Disney if they have one day ticket. I mean, like.
And that's the whole thing. They give them a free day because you know that they're going to plan for a week and they're going to get the thousands of dollars from them that way.
Yeah. So I wonder if what they're doing is. Whatever they're going to do is that they're giving the free tickets away, and as soon as that $1 million's up, they're going to start being like, oh, well. No, but you can use this gift card, you can get this fast pass, but this gift card can only be used in the Disney parks or something like that. You know, like...
The thing is, though, that's still like giving a free day, because they're just taking the price of a free day. They might as well just give the free day to them.
Yeah.
So that's... I'm really confused by this. Like... I know they've had Disney plans in advance so far. They had to have planned for this and seen this coming. I'm just curious what they're going to do with it.
But yeah, same thing, like, do you think Disney really expected, because, like, I know that the Celebrate thing had a huge income, like,
oh,
like
yeah.
The amount of people who came, but a lot of people who came with the Celebrate thing, they didn't do the free passes. Like, I saw a lot of people down there who were there who were like, oh yeah, I'm here for my one day of birthday, but this isn't, I'm not here for my free pass, so I got a fast pass instead, or I got the gift card instead.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people... did that instead of, they used this as the birthday, go to the park for your birthday thing, but they didn't use the free pass. They just used the...
They just got the birthday fun card instead.
They got the birthday fun card, yeah. And I think that Disney wasn't expecting this. Like, so many people were doing this to get that free day at Disney.
Yeah.
So, I think it's kind of shocking. I mean, that's me, but then again, Disney never seems to really be shocked, so you don't really know.
It's very interesting to see what will happen.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what's gonna happen next, and then I'm excited. This is 11 months in advance, but next year, 2011, is Disney's 40th anniversary. Oh, wait, that's exactly what it is. Right, 11. Next year is Disney's 40th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And so of course it's gonna be a big promotion for that. And usually their celebrations start like 3 months before the actual year starts.
Oh.
So I bet you they expected this to last till probably May. And then Summer Night Classic starts. And Summer Night Classic is June, July, August. Then September, the 40th celebration supper starts.
That, I wonder if that's it. That is a really good idea.
Yeah, I mean, that's just... popped in my mind.
That I didn't even think about that, because the same thing happened with the 50th anniversary for Disneyland. They started that like you said, the September, October before, and that lasted till all the next year and into like February, March, April of the That's something I did not think of. That's definitely a possibility.
That's a huge possibility, I think. Mm-hmm. Like the Summer Night Classic, and then the Summer Night Classic is what's taking up for get a day, and then the Summer Night Classic is there for the 3 months, and then September 40th anniversary celebration starts.
I can totally see Disney doing that. That is very true.
Oh yeah, it is. That if that happens, I am a psychic. No.
Genius. No.
I claim on that. No one takes that rumor. That's mine.
You heard it here first on Why Disney.
Yeah.
That's our little new segment for today for the parks.
New segment of us talking about Disney.
Well, that's been the Why Disney podcast for the day. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you'd like to contact us, you can send us an email at whydisney@gmail.com.
You can check us out on our show notes page. Right now, it's just a blog. It'll be whydisney.blogspot.com. You can check us out there. That's where I'll put show notes, videos, anything else, and comment spots. Leave comments, anything that you like us to do differently, anything like that.
And then our Twitter, don't forget to follow us on Twitter. It's twitter.com/whydisney, and all of the Y's are W-H-Y and not just the letter Y.
Yes. And if you have anything you'd like to hear us talk about on the show, if you have any movies you'd like us to review, any topics in the parks that you're interested in, any music people that you want us to discuss, anything that you'd want to hear on this podcast, just send us, contact us in any way. And if you have any comments, compliments, complaints, just let us know what you're thinking about the show. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.
The Why Disney podcast is not affiliated in any way with the Walt Disney Company. All opinions expressed on this show are our own, and if you have any questions, comments, or stories to share, send an email to whydisney@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in, and please join us again on the Why Disney podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Filthy hell.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
So is Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.